King Shlomo continues his prayer to Hashem. When your people Israel are routed before an enemy in defeat, which will eventually occur, when they sin against you and they return to you and they confess in your name and acknowledge that their misfortune happened because they disobeyed you, and they pray and entreat you in this house, Ve'ata tishma shamayim, may you hear them in heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and even if they have been taken captive, restore them to the land that they gave, that you gave to their fathers. When heavens are restrained and there's no rain, and this will happen again because they sin against you, they will pray towards this place and confess with your name and repent from their sin so that you will answer them. Ve'ata tishma shamayim, and you will hear this in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants and your people Israel, for you will teach them the good way that they should follow. And when they return to the proper path, you will give rain upon the land which you have given to your people as an inheritance, the land of Israel. If there's a famine in the land for reasons other than the lack of rainfall, if there is pestilence, if there's a blight, in other words, a loss of volume or weight in produce or creatures, rust, locusts, Moroccan locusts, it's a kind of locust that's obviously famous in Morocco. It's translated as Moroccan locust. That's not the Hebrew word. Or if their enemies besiege and oppress them in the land of, at their gates, and in general, any plague that might occur in illness, any prayer, any begging that any person of your entire people of Israel will have, each knowing the affliction of his heart, each one will have their own struggles. I don't know what they're going to struggle with. They shall spread their hands in prayer towards this house. Ve'ata tishma shamayim, you will hear it in heaven, which is your dwelling place. You'll forgive and act, render to each man according to all his ways, as you know his heart, as you alone know the hearts of people. Ki ata yadata levatcha et levav kol bnei adam, so that they will fear you all the days that they live on the land that you gave to their fathers. When they understand that all prayers are heard in the temple, they will realize that one cannot speak falsehood there, and they will come to fear you. Shlomo continues, also to the foreigner, the non-Jew, who is not of your people Israel, and who undertakes a pilgrimage and comes from a distant land for your name's sake, for they will all have heard of your great name and of your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, and will come to pray towards your house. Ata tishma shamayim, you will hear from heaven your dwelling place, and act with accordance with all the foreigner calls to you, so that the people of the earth will know your name, to fear you like your people Israel do, and to know that your name is a called upon in this house that I have built. Basically, answer the prayers of the non-Jews as well. When your people go out to war against their enemy on the way that you will send them, and they are far away from the temple, and they pray to the Lord via the city that you have chosen and the house, this house that I have built for your name, they face here, you will hear from heavens, Shamata HaShamayim, their prayer and their begging, and enact justice for them. When they sin against you, Ki Ein Adam Asher Lo Yechta, because there's nobody, one of the most famous expressions in the Tanakh, there's no person who does not sin. And due to their sin, you become angry with them and deliver them before an enemy. And the captors take them captive to the land of the enemy, whether it's far off or near. They will restore their heart in the land where they have been taken captive, and they will repent and beg you in the land of their captors, saying, we have sinned. Atanu, we have been iniquitous. Havinu, we have been wicked. Rashanu, they will return to you with their whole heart and all their soul in the land of their enemies who took them captive, and pray to you by way of their land that you gave in their fathers. In other words, they'll face Israel and via the city you chose, Jerusalem, and the way of this house that I have built for your name. You will hear the prayers and their begging in heaven, your dwelling place, and enact justice to them. V'shamata shamayim, and you will forgive the people you have sinned against you. He's almost talking to God what he will do, and all the transgressions that they have transgressed against you, and you will set them for mercy before their captors, and they will have mercy upon them. Ki amcha v'nachalas v'hem, for they are your people and your inheritance, whom you took out of Egypt from the midst of an iron crucible. As their suffering in Egypt refined them like metals in a fiery furnace. So please rescue them from all their troubles, and may your eyes be open to their begging of your servant and the begging of all the people of Israel, to hear them wherever they call you. Because you have separated them as an inheritance. In other words, you've designated them to be a special role from all the people of the earth, as you spoke through Moshe, your servant, who took our fathers out of Egypt. While Shlomo was praying, he kneeled and spread his hands heavenward. It was when Shlomo concluded praying this entire prayer and begging to the Lord that he rose from the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees, and his hands were spread heavenward. He stood and blessed the entire assembly of Israel in a loud voice. Baruch Hashem, blessed is the Lord, Asher Natan Menucha, who has granted peace to the people Israel in accordance with which he spoke. Because the establishment of a permanent Beit HaMikdash, a temple where the Ark were to reside, is the place in the place Hashem chose, will bring peace to the people. And he says, Lo nafal davar echad mikol dvaro atov. Not one word has gone unfulfilled from the entire promise that he communicated through Moshe. And here he says some of the statements which are in Tehillim, and we say in prayers, Yi Hashem Elokeinu Imanu, may the Lord be with us, Kasher Ayayim Avotenu, as he was with our fathers, Al Yazvenu Val Yichenu, may he not forsake us and may he not abandon us. To incline our hearts to him, to follow all his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes. In other words, the laws that make sense, the laws that don't make sense, the laws that can be understood, his ordinances, and his, that they commanded his father. V'yu dvarei eila, and may these words of mine that I beg before the Lord to be near to the Lord our God day and night. In other words, they should reach God and be near to him, to enact justice for me, his servant, and justice for his people Israel, the matter of each day on this day, so that the people of the earth will know, Leman dat kalami ya'aretz, that the Lord, he is God, there is no other. Einod. And may your heart be whole with the Lord our God, to follow his statutes, keep his commandments on this day. The king and all of Israel that were with him were slaughtering sacrifices before Hashem after his prayer. Shlomo slaughtered the peace offering that he slaughtered to the Lord, 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. That's a lot. The king and all the people of Israel dedicated the house of Hashem. On that day, the king also sanctified the interior, the floor of the courtyard that was before the house of Hashem, for there he performed burnt offerings, the meal offerings, and the fats of the peace offerings. The sacrificial portions of the peace offerings. Basically, he had to do various offerings, therefore he had to sanctify the space before he sacrifices that. And here he finishes off. On that day, Shlomo and all the Israel with him, a great assembly, marked the festival from Levo Hamat in northern Syria to the Raven of Egypt. All came to celebrate before the Lord 7 days and seven nights, a total of 14 days. The first 7 days were the week before the festival of Sukkot, following the 7 days of Sukkot itself. And if you know that Yom Kippur is 5 days before Sukkot, this is the only time in Jewish history that the children of Israel did not fast on Yom Kippur, as it was one of those days on which they offered and consumed sacrifices. That's how much the temple meant to Hashem. On the eighth day, after the second set of 7 days, he sent the people away. Vayavarchu tamelech. They all blessed the king. They went to their tents joyful and good-hearted for all the good that Hashem had performed for David, his servant, obviously through Shlomo, and for Israel, his people.